Hello and welcome to this segment of Mind to Heart podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Andrea Curry. I'm so excited, I'm so elated, and I'm so blessed to be able to share with you guys one more time on my own podcast, Mind to Heart. So today's topic is, do not allow someone else's perception to become your reality. We have to first know who we are. Do you know what it is that makes you unique? If you know the answer to that question, then you won't allow other people to tell you how you should be. No one can come to you and tell you how you should behave, how you should laugh, how you should dress, what type of friends you should have. When you know who you are, you understand what makes you integral to the world, why you were created, and what purpose you have in life. So that takes me to the second point. You have to discover your purpose. Do you even know why you are here? Most of the times, our purpose can be discovered through life's occurrences. There's going to be something that has come up in your life that illuminates your purpose and what your gifts are. For me, it was going into the classroom and being an instructor. It wasn't until that experience that I understood and I realized that I have the gift of teaching. That was something that I had always shunned. I remember telling my friends all the way back in kindergarten that I would never be a teacher. It's like, oh no, I would never teach. And I found myself in a classroom. So we have to be very careful about what we say. We're never going to be, because 9 times out of 10, that's going to be what God uses to bless your life. So when you discover your purpose, you unleash and uncover why you are here. In the 139th Psalm, verses 13 through 14, it says, "For you formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well." So before we were born, God knew what we were going to look like. He knew what we were going to sound like. He knew what we were going to accomplish during the time that he would allow us to live on this earth. So it should bring you joy. It should bring you comfort. It should make you feel so loved that before you were even conceived, God had a purpose for you, and he knew what you were going to become. So I want to take a little time to unpack the title of this podcast. So if we make sure that we don't take the perceptions of other people to heart. Someone could really mislabel you, and then you feel like, well, maybe this is true because I've heard that before. I want you to dismiss those thoughts. I want you to not allow that type of mentality to sink in, because I don't care if 500 people come and say to you, "I think you're a thief." You've never stolen anything. You are the most honest person. Then you totally shun their opinions and their perception, because you realize and you know that that's not who you are. That's not the inward part of your heart. And we have to understand, and we have to constantly remind ourselves that people are always going to judge us based on our appearance and what they think they see. And we can be reminded of that if we look at 1 Samuel, the 16th chapter and the 7th verse. And it says, "But the Lord said to Samuel, 'Do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him.' The Lord does not look at the things people look at. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." So we have to remind ourselves, and that's something that we should remember when we find ourselves being judgmental and when we find ourselves looking down or really examining other people based on only what we can see, that God is going to look at all of our hearts, that he constantly looks at our heart. So people say, well, you can't judge me. That is true. I cannot, because only God truly knows your heart, what's deep down on the inside, which is why we have to make sure that we are periodically doing heart checks. And that is something that God gave to me last year, to consistently ask Him to search our hearts, to make sure that there's nothing dormant lying within that does not need to be there. Because sometimes we can allow the situations and the trials of life to weigh so heavy on us that sometimes we get out of character and we become bogged down based on the things that we're dealing with. So the perception that other people may have of us or about us could really be traced back to what we're going through, and it's not the essence of who you are. So we need to also be confident in who God made us to be. So you should ask yourself, do I find myself wanting to be like other people? Am I so unhappy with who God created me to be that I am trying to fabricate or reproduce the characteristics within that I see exhibited by others? That is not what God wants us to do. That's not what He wants us to exhibit, and that's not who He wants us to be. He wants us to be confident in who He made us to be. I remember back growing up, I have always been short in stature. And people will often ask me, do you wish you were taller? Do you wish that your voice was deeper? Do you wish that you had longer hair, or that, you know, you didn't have some of the challenges in life? When I look back on all those different scenarios, the answer is no. I'm confident in who God made me to be. I'm confident in not being the biggest person. I'm confident in not always having the strongest voice, and my voice is soft, and I've had to just own it. So I recognize that there are things about me that makes me unique, and those things are nothing to be ashamed of. It's nothing to put myself down about, but it's something to embrace, to say, you know what? God made me this way. I'm just going to be me. I'm going to be confident in who he made me to be, and I'm just going to go forth and be great as best as I can. So once you realize that other people's perception is not your reality, and that you don't allow it to become your reality, you know what's going to happen? You are going to experience freedom. You're going to experience freedom because when you know who you are, and when you're sure of your purpose, and you're confident in who God made you to be, you are free to just live your best life according and within His guidelines. So you're not going to be bogged down with thoughts about what other people think about you and their opinions of you. You're going to be able to live and experience the freedom and the blessedness of knowing that I am who I'm supposed to be, I am what I'm supposed to be, and I'm going to live this life the best way that I know how. So when God gave me that message, I have been meditating on it since last week, that other people's perception of me will never become my reality. If you don't take the time to get to know someone, you are always going to judge them based on what you see. There have been people that have said to me, oh, I thought you were this way, and I thought you were that way. And then when I got to know you, I realized that you were really cool. And my question is always, well, why was that not your initial response in the first place? We have to be so careful with that, you guys. We cannot allow what we see to dictate how we treat other people, what relationships we allow to form, and the connections that we might miss out on just because someone may not fit into the preconceived mold of who they should be in your eyes. Look at them the way that God looks at them. Examine their heart. Examine your heart. So if we could just do a quick recap, first, we want to know who we are. We have to discover our purpose. We need to be confident in who God made us to be, and then we can experience freedom. So I hope that this message has encouraged you. I hope that this episode will give you something to think about in the days and weeks to come. I want to say thank you to everyone that has purchased a copy of my new book. It can be found on Amazon and Barnes & Noble online right now. So please go out and get yourself a copy. I hope that you'll share this episode with your friends and family. Feel free to email me at dracwrites@gmail.com. So that's dracwrites@gmail.com to let me know what you think about the podcast. Until next time, peace and blessings. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Mind to Heart podcast with Dr. Andrea Curry. Please share this podcast with your friends, family, and loved ones. You can also follow Dr. Curry everywhere on social media at Dr. Andrea Curry. Book her for your conference, seminar, workshop, or event directly at dracwrites@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening to the Mind to Heart podcast with Dr. Andrea Curry.